This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
My bad. Did not know what happened to Joey Bart. A lot of people have texted in. Bart got hit by a home run ball in batting practice when he was catching in the bullpen, and he could be concussed.
Wait, is that for real?
That's for real.
Oh, man. Wait, wouldn't he have a helmet on?
I would think he'd have a helmet on. This would only happen to the dang Pirates.
Yeah.
You trade for a guy, he's got some Pittsburgh connections, he's got pedigree, he was a second overall pick in 2018, he plays a handful of games for you, hits some taters, looks better than your starting catcher, you need to rest your starting catcher so that he could just unplug for a minute or two, but you can't put in the backup catcher because a 1 in 8 million thing happened to him.
Unbelievable.
It's just so Pirates. And I'm not, buddy, like, I'm not even going to, concussions are serious. I'm laughing at the situation. Give me a break. Keep Brian Hayes is their most consistent hitter right now, and he's got back soreness again. You bring in a $12.5 million pitcher in Marco Gonzalez, and his elbow hurts. You have a catcher that you think can help rest your other catcher, who you've got a ton invested in, and he can't play. Now you got one catcher because he gets hit in the head with a home run.
Unreal.
You've got O'Neill Cruz. Tripping over himself. You've got Connor Joe throwing the ball into the outfield grass. What happens with this team will never cease to amaze me. And maybe I just shouldn't be amazed by it anymore. I mean, you got guys getting caught in rundowns or starting rundowns between home and first base. Like, cell phones falling out of pockets.
Unreal.
This team, man, this team. But here they are at 11-8, and I don't want to see things spiral, and I don't think it's too early to start having conversations like the one we're about to have, and Jeff Hathorn's going to join us coming up in 10 minutes. You've lost, what, 2 out of 8? Or 6 out of 8 you've lost. You played a terrible baseball game yesterday, and the whole series in New York was forgettable. You've got 7 at home now. 3 against the Red Sox, 4 against the Brewers in the first divisional series you're going to play this year. I don't think it's too early to talk about, like, you got to win 4 out of 7 here. You got to take care of business at home, and more important than that, you just got to stop the bleeding, I think. Is that too much to ask?
No.
5-2, 4-3. I think we're at the point with this team where we should expect them to win. And last year we saw when it spiraled, and you've brought this up a bunch, Dorm, when it spiraled, it got away from them.
Mm-hmm. There's no coming back.
Right. In that series against the Mets, they looked like a bad baseball team. It's year 5 with Cherington. It's put up or shut up time for Derek Shelton. They've got talent. Put an end to this now. Win 4 out of these 7 games. And then I think you forget a little bit what happened in Flushing.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, I mean, you played an interview by Shelton earlier saying, talking about this off day, kind of just a reset, and they know what's ahead of them. And like you keep saying, like you said, stop the bleeding, and that's exactly the right word, stop the bleeding. They need to, and they need to figure out ways to win at home. And I don't know what the bat situation is and how, you know, those ups and downs come and those lulls do come, but you got to figure that back out real quick. And guys like Sawinski, like when is Sawinski going to get on track? When is, you know, when is...
I mean, where's Brian Reynolds?
Brian Reynolds.
What are we doing? These games matter. We just saw it with the Penguins. Games in April count the same as games in September. Now, people are going to jump into my mentions and say, well, that's why you let Jared Jones go out there for the sixth and seventh inning the other night. I do get that point right from people. Like, you can make the argument that they gave one away because you had a guy that had perfect game stuff. I understand that. I happen to agree with their reasoning. We don't need to relitigate that. They have the talent where series like the one that they played against the Mets, we should crush them for stuff like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year it felt like a year ahead of schedule, and they raised the level of their own expectations by starting out 20-8. But I don't think last year was ever supposed to be the year. It was always kind of supposed to be the year before the year. Well, this is the year. And so a bad series will happen to every team in Major League Baseball. It just is. But can you not let it spiral? And then we see that the Pirates send a pitcher down to AAA.
Gonzalez.
Well, he's out. He's...
Oh, yeah. Who did they send now?
Jose Hernandez.
Hernandez.
One of the lefties.
Yeah.
Gonzalez hurt. Jose Hernandez gets sent down. There's going to be a corresponding move. And I know Pirates fans want it to be Paul Skenes. It's not going to be Paul Skenes.
Priester.
It's going to be Quinn Priester. And, okay, fine. It was said yesterday by Jonathan Mayo, who is a big-time prospect guru. He's worked for the MLB. He's worked for a bunch of different outlets. He said he's been told three more starts for Paul Skenes in AAA. So help is on the way. Bide your time until then.
Yes.
Don't let this thing get out of control before you get to that point.
No doubt.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.